March 21st, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. The evil that is consuming the heart of the world cannot be conquered unless it is recognized for what it is and countered by uncompromised truth. This is not a time when placating egos or accommodating errant opinions is wise or prudent. Moral issues must not enter into politics. Politics must not play a role in peace talks. All of this is rhetoric and compromised truth. Self-interests must be set aside and God's good made the foundation of every effort. When souls work to fulfill my Father's will, all else will fall neatly into place. This is not happening, however, since souls seek their own definition of good, their own definition of peace, their own definition of God's will. The more you accept compromise, the more lies Satan will feed you. Now the world is at a point where it cannot sort out the truth. The hope of the righteous is that the remnant faithful be spiritually united in prayer for the victory of truth in all hearts. This is an effort which holds back my arm of justice. You must make this known. A note is given to read Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40. Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord. Another note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let everyone turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent, and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.